This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Thank you to all the callers and participants in the show. We've still got some holding, and we will be getting back to open phones. But first, we have a guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, to give us an update on the latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Been a hot issue in the news, so we need to get it straight from the horse's mouth. Good morning, Sheriff. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We are doing swell. What's more importantly, how are you doing out there, and what's the latest?
Well, so far as everything surrounding, you know, the protest activities over the weekend has been fairly quiet, which is good.
That is good. I did see that 40 Iowans were arrested.
That's what I heard. Correct.
Not positive what they're doing here, but what's the mood out there? Does this seem to be calming down a little bit, or is it ramping up, or is it cooling off? Do you think?
Well, right now it is in, you know, the court process. There's definitely some court decisions that are out there that need to be, I guess, heard in federal court. And, you know, the next one is, from all the information I have, is October 11th. So right now there's an order out that there can't be any work done within 20 miles east or west of the river. So we're, you know, obviously DAPL needs to hold to that. And it needs to go through the court process. So we're just maintaining to make sure that, you know, the public safety is still upheld for everybody that's involved in this.
Right. Moving forward, are we going to reach critical mass on this, where people just finally stop showing up at the protests and allow the legal system to take care of this? Is that your hope?
Well, that's my hope, and that's the way it really needs to play out. This is all in the federal court system, and it needs to be, you know, however that turns out, that's what needs to be upheld, in my opinion, as we go into this. So as we're waiting for the court hearings to occur, we just want to make sure that that activities that are going on, both on the protester side and as far as DAPL, that the work they're continuing to do, that everybody can do it safely.
That's the key there. And how have you been feeling about it lately? You know, before it was a little tenuous. People were worried about potential violence breaking out. Has it been fairly calm? Have people been fairly measured in their protest activities? Does the threat of violence still exist?
Well, I think it's still there, you know, from some of the information we have. But we are trying to obviously talk to tribal leaders, camp leaders, you know, DAPL personnel, and make sure that we can do this very safely as we go into this. You know, it's out of law enforcement's hands as far as what happens here, you know, in the courts. And we're just waiting to see what some of those rulings are. But, you know, most of the people that are around the Standing Rock Reservation do want to do this the right way. They do want to do it in prayer and do it safely. But there are still, you know, outside factions and people that are not from North Dakota that, you know, there's concerns about because of the 31 arrests made, you know, last week. None of them are from North Dakota.
Yeah, and that tells us a lot. Well, I'm glad you guys are out there doing the hard work and brokering these discussions. It seems as though most of the principals involved in this issue, the principal members, are on board with a peaceful protest, with letting the legal system do its job. But it seems like you always get a few agitators in there, so we've got to watch out for that. Anything else to report before I let you go?
No, I just you know, as we go through this, I just want anybody to report, you know, anything that's any suspicious, you know, especially in the area that they call 911, and we'll check it out, and we'll maintain our patrols, and as we have been, to make sure everybody stays safe on all sides. So that's what we want. That's the end goal.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your hard work out there, Sheriff. I appreciate you being with us, and stay safe out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. That was Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer with an update. It doesn't sound like a lot of things are going on. It doesn't sound like a real hot area right now, and that's good. That's kind of what we want to hear. I'm hoping that the legal process catches up and we simply move forward. We've got Mike from Perham who's been holding for a little bit. Mike, I'm really sorry to keep you on hold so long. We've got so much going on here, but I want to give you your opportunity to speak, and we've got a few minutes here, so welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
No, I'm a retired city bus driver from St. Cloud. I used to deal with these Somali people on a daily basis. And I had a few of them that even if I spoke to these gentlemen, said good morning, very politely, they gave me a look like if they'd had a gun, they would have shot me right then and there. They were very nasty about it. And it doesn't surprise me that the mall's a gun-free zone. It's been that way for a long time. A gun-free zone is a soft target. So they know that they could go in there with perfect impunity and do what they did. If it hadn't been for that off-duty police officer, who knows how many women or children could have been hurt. But also, the open carry thing, while in theory it sounds great, except for one big glaring flaw, that if I'm the bad guy and I see somebody with a gun, I'm going to shoot that person first. I know that sounds like a terrible thing to say, but basically, if you got it on your hip and it couldn't be seen, you're putting a target on yourself, and that could be for a real dicey situation. You don't want the bad guys to know you're carrying, and that could be pretty scary. But that thing in St. Cloud, I had a feeling this was coming for a long, long time, and it just happened to be now. I don't know. I know one thing. I'll never go back to that mall again in St. Cloud. No way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike, for letting me vent.
Mike, I appreciate it. I have a question for you as well. When you were a bus driver, did you carry, if you want to answer?
No, absolutely not. It is against company policy. You can't even carry a pocket knife. Nothing like that. You are not allowed to carry.
So how do you feel about that policy?
Target.
Yeah.
Well, I think it makes you a sitting target, but then again, too, that's just company policy. I mean, like, the people I was dealing with, a lot of them were pretty liberal, and they were very anti-gun. But that's the way it is with a lot of transit authorities. You're not allowed to carry any kind of firearm or knife or anything other than just your two hands to protect yourself, and that's pretty much it.
And you're sitting with your back to all of the potential assailants.
Yeah. Boy, if that doesn't give you a spooky feeling. I had one guy come on there once, and I said good morning to him. He glared at me, and I said, would you put your fare in the box, sir? Thank you. And then he stood there and just kept looking at me. I said, do you need anything else? And he looked at me. I said, look, friend, why don't you go back and sit down before you hurt yourself accidentally? And I stood up out of the seat and filled the whole area because I'm 6'1". And then suddenly he realized I was a lot bigger than he was. And he went back and sat down. But he glared at me all the way out to the Key Row Apartments there off of 9th and 14th. And that was really kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I followed the rules. And I was very polite to him. But he got really upset with me. These people that come here from Somalia, they don't want to assimilate. They're under Sharia law. They will not assimilate. And if the Lutherans think they are going to assimilate, they're kidding themselves. They are really they're really setting themselves up. These people will not assimilate into our society. We're in a world of trouble, whether we realize it or not.
Well, Mike, thank goodness you made it to retirement and got out of that bus. It sounds like no kidding. sounds like you've got some good common sense, and we sure appreciate your calling in and sharing that for the benefit of our listeners. Thank you for calling, Mike. Mike makes a really interesting point, and that's one of the arguments that I've heard regarding open carry is that you put a target on your back. You're putting yourself in a position of vulnerability if you're not vigilant at all times and knowing your surroundings, knowing who's around you. Make sure you sit in the back corner at the restaurant and watch the door. And I suppose that's probably some of the police instinct that would kick in such a circumstance, because they're in that situation every day. And thank goodness for them. And particularly, thank goodness for the one at the mall in St. Cloud. We've got a texter. Todd, you still out there? I haven't heard from you for a while.
What?
We've got a texter. I saw a text come in. And this is a good one. How about implementing knife-free zones and bomb-free zones? Well, that's a good idea.
Would that work?
Well, how would you get a bomb into a bomb-free zone? If there had been a sign on the door of that mall, that guy wouldn't have had it.
How are we going to defend ourselves then? Cans of Ready Whip, or what are we going to do?
Of course, that would put the cutlery shops right out of business.
See, there you go.
That's unfortunate.
Well, not only that, but then you'd have to pare down the craftsman tool department then, because there's certain stuff that couldn't be in there either. Then.
Could be constituted a knife. Good grief.
Or to throw a monkey wrench at somebody, I suppose.
You're right. Well, thank you for the text anyway. We'll have open phones until the bottom of the hour here. Numbers 800-228-0550 or text Todd 701-226-8503. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like to email. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to all the callers. We'll be right back after this with open phones.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
American Bank Center presents the North Dakota Rodeo Association 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st, 7 p.m. at the Bismarck Event Center. Champions will be crowned in each of the nine events. And don't miss One-Armed Bandit and Company, a great specialty act they're live to. Tickets are on sale now at etix.com, that's E-T-I-X.com, or at the Bismarck Event Center box office. The NDRA 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st at the Bismarck Event Center. For more info, go to ndrodeo.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, as Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We are back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. John Tranum is covering most of today's show for yours truly. I'm taking a little homecoming festivities over to Shanley High School today.
and then heading for Minot to meet Pete Hegseth. Big day happening in Minot. Hope you can take some of that in. Our broadcast today brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Their annual meeting is happening in Minot. Starts today, goes through Wednesday. There's a lot to like at that event. There really is a whole lot going on. But today, I'd really encourage you, if you can, to take in the Bakken Backers 2.0, free and open to the public. It is a seminar that's free, exploring the next phase of the Bakken. Kathy Nassett, Rob Lindberg, Steve McNally from Hass Roberts, Steve from Enbridge, local Minot officials, two industry veterans talking about getting through the tough times as well. Does that sound great or what? Bakken Backers and North Dakota Petroleum Council putting that on. 3 until 5 today at the Holiday Inn Riverside Exhibition Room. That's at 2200 Burdick Expressway East in Minot. Then a little later on tonight, Pete Hegseth of the Fox News Channel, who is one of the keynote speakers for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He'll actually be speaking tomorrow morning along with Doug Burgum. Those two are going to join us for a special event that's free and open to the public, happening tonight at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. Different location, next to the Dakota Square Mall, free and open to the public. Starts at, the doors open at 5, starts at 5:30, but we'll do a Q&A, a meet and greet, photo ops, book signing. Pete Hegseth, Fox News Channel, a rising star, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and author of the new book, In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. Love to see you there. If you want a VIP seat and a free copy of my book, Grassroots, 855-200-1776 is all you need to do. Call that number, extension 1-855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave your name and your telephone number. We'll call you back and let you know if you got a VIP seat. Back tomorrow, What's on Your Mind? Busy program today. Call John Trandum, our guest host, at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. He was that delegate that gave Donald Trump the Republican nomination. District 45 chair, active Republican, and a great businessman of Trandum Automotive. In fact, if you need a car starter, now's the time. He puts in the best AstroStart. Probably installs more of these than anybody on the planet. Good time to call before the snow flies. Let John take care of you. Took care of our family with those great Astro starts at Trandum Automotive. Back tomorrow. What's on your mind? Todd, the radio god Mitchell's here, and John Trandum. John?
Chris, I don't know Donald Trump, so if I don't know somebody, I'm just not going to make that claim. But let me, this is really important. For 5 years, from 2011 to 2016, last Friday, Donald Trump has perpetrated a bigoted lie that President Obama is not a United States citizen. This is so painful because, as you know, when African Americans came here in 1619 to Jamestown, all the way up through the end of the Civil War, they could not be citizens. That's what the Dred Scott decision said. Whether they were born here or born elsewhere, whether they were free or slave, they were not allowed to be U.S. citizens. So for 5 years, when Donald Trump has pushed this bigoted lie that the African American president of the United States is not a U.S. citizen, so many people connect that to the most painful time in American history. We're having African descent bar you from citizenship in this country. And what I hope somebody will ask Donald Trump is, when you were doing that for 5 years, did you really believe that to be true? In which case, how gullible are you? How bizarrely conspiratorial are you? Or were you aware that it wasn't true? And if so, why were you trying to whip up the darkest emotions connected to the most painful chapter in American life?
And we're back. John Trandum here. That was not John Trandum. That was candidate Kane. He was asked whether or not he thought that Donald Trump is a racist. And he went on to say, well, I don't know Donald Trump, so I don't know. So I'm just not going to make that claim. And then he claimed repeatedly that Donald Trump is a racist and that this was a bigoted lie. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. We've got open phones to the bottom of the hour, 800-228-0550. But we've got Stan holding in Northwood. I want to make sure and give him an opportunity to have his say. So, Stan, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
I've heard a lot of people talking about Lutheran Social Services. They're nothing but a federal agency. Almost 100% of their financing is federal, is tax dollars.
Yes, you're right. Is that the good, bad? How do you feel about that, Stan?
Yeah, it is bad. I'd like to know how the agency even started.
And I don't have the answer for that. But a little history on Lutheran Social Services is certainly in order. We're talking enough about it, and I have a feeling the latest news is going to perpetuate that conversation. So I appreciate you calling in and pointing that out, Stan. It's certainly of concern to a lot of people, as we've heard on the phone today. We've got Frank in Grand Forks. Frank, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. I thought I'd relate a little story to you, something that happened to me in the Walmart three months back. I was in the electronics department and checking out something. I forget what it was that I was buying, but there was a Somali woman in the hijab, and she was checking me out. I forget what she was ringing up, batteries or something. And as she's looking at the cash register, typing in the numbers and doing a scanning, without even looking at me, she says, "I don't like your kind." And I was just, whoa. I was taken aback. I couldn't believe that she would say that to me.
Did you ask to speak to the manager?
I'm sorry?
I would have immediately asked to speak to the manager.
Amen.
Yeah, well, what I did was I went home and I thought about it, and I got angry, and so I emailed Walmart, and, you know, that's the last I ever heard of it. But
oh, my. Well, Frank, thanks for relating that story. I hope that's an isolated incident, and we don't see a lot of that. I certainly have not had that experience at Walmart, thank goodness, because I would have talked to the manager, I guess. Jeff is calling in from South Dakota. Jeff, thank you for calling in. Is Donald Trump a racist?
No, Donald Trump is not a racist.
Well, Tim Kaine just said he was.
Well, I know. Senator Kaine really better get his facts straight. He was talking about the African Americans were not considered citizens back in the 1600s. Well, actually, nobody in the United States was considered a citizen because the United States didn't exist until 1776. So nobody was
good
a citizen.
Point. I didn't catch that, Jeff. That's a good point. But so what he said was technically factually accurate. It just applied to more people than just the African Americans.
That's correct, yeah. So anyway, thanks for letting me vent.
No, thank you for calling in. I sure appreciate that. That's a good, very good point. I totally missed that, Jeff. Went right over my head. Sue from Alexandria on the line. Sue, what do you think? Is Trump a racist?
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to remind people that the birther issue started back in Kenya because the Kenyan father said that Obama was born there. They knew his father, and his father was from there.
Oh, so did Obama's publicist say that he was Kenyan, and so did the surrogates in the Clinton campaign, for goodness sake.
That's absolutely true. Now, a lot of people are either willfully ignorant or they just, honest to God, do not know what's going on in the world. But these people will not assimilate. They are dangerous and they are a threat. And I think any organization that brings groups into their cities are responsible for the actions and what happens when these people do not want to assimilate.
Sue, thank you for calling. Willfully ignorant, I think you hit it right there. So thanks to all the callers. We'll be right back after this break with Pete Hegseth.
Straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Tonight I needed to launch, sorry I won't bore you with it, but I had to switch phones. The phone I had, my wife was going to have, and then she had an upgrade, and I was going to take that, and you got to switch the phones. And does that sound like a long nightmare to you, John Trandum?
Shouldn't be. Should be very simple.
It normally it would be, but not if you go to B-Mobile. I was there, and they were fabulous, did a great job. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And B-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets, too. They have Hum by Verizon. I checked this out. This is really neat. It's basically a way to take the latest and greatest technology and have it go with you always. But you get a few extra things besides the hands-free Bluetooth calling and the great sound. You also get diagnostics and roadside assistance and maintenance reminders. Also a vehicle locator. If you have a teen getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and the 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. B-Mobile's everywhere you at. You are at, whether at home, the lakes, beyond, with locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota, in Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes, online at bmobile.com. John Trandum, a wonderful guest host for yours truly today. I was unavoidably detained for a good portion of the program today because there was homecoming court. Do you remember homecoming court in high school?
Remember it well from the stands.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly right. Going, yeah, all the cool people are on stage. And but my daughter was in homecoming court, and just a few minutes ago, she got crowned homecoming queen.
Aww.
That's kind of cool.
Congratulations.
Your buttons are popping, and mom's taking a million pictures, and, you know, grandma and grandpa are there, so it's really kind of cool. Really,
I went to court at homecoming, too, but it wasn't the homecoming court. It was
he says, stay out of jail court, I think, yeah. That one, I hear you. Anyway, appreciate you doing that, John. And we have a fun guest here to finish out the program. How about that?
Yeah.
Someone is about to get in a plane and head for North Dakota. Fortunately, he's only one state away in Minnesota. You see him on the Fox News Channel. I hope you've read his new book, In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. And he, of course, served our great country as well in Iraq and Afghanistan. Pete Hegseth is back with us on What's on Your Mind. Pete, how are you?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to seeing you.
Looking forward to having you come up to North Dakota. I want to talk about the event that will happen tonight at Sleep Inn and Conference Center. Chance to do a little meet and greet with Pete. We also have a special guest, Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate for governor. And Pete also will be the keynote speaker at tomorrow's North Dakota Petroleum Council conference that kicks off as well. Before we do that, Pete, what are you making, what you saw on your TV screen last night about, what is unfolding here with New York City? This has been ongoing, I guess, since Saturday night. We were driving back from the Bison game and heard reports of it, started listening closely, and then shortly after hear about St. Cloud, Minnesota, a place not too far from either of us, and a mall and a stabbing, and we know that has an ISIS connection. What do you make of these incidents?
boy, it's yet another reminder that you can't wish away the threat of radical Islamic terrorism. And we're about to choose a president and a commander in chief. And I'd much prefer one that will call the enemy what it is, because, you know, take St. Cloud. This is a kid who came to the United States from Somalia at the age of 7. You can't vet a kid for extremism. So clearly he's been in the community, was at St. Cloud State, motivated by an ideology. As it turns out, same thing in New York, or is it whoever the man they're looking for, related to the bombings in New Jersey and New York, also motivated by an ideology, which is radical Islam. And that our leaders, you see it in New York City, with Mayor de Blasio. You see it in Minnesota with Mark Dayton, who says, hey, if you don't like it, you're un-Minnesotan, you should leave the state. They just reflexively refuse to confront it, as opposed to have the tough conversation that, hey, we got a problem. We've got a terror recruitment problem in Minnesota amongst this population that we don't have our hands around. And unfortunately, too many members of the Somali Muslim community are complicit in it or in denial about it. And community leaders aren't calling it out the way that they should actively. So I think we need to continue to have an honest conversation and realize that if we won't defeat them over there, then that ideology is inspiring them to take us on here. And whether it's big attacks or small, they're still trying to hit us.
Why do you think de Blasio, Dayton, these others poo-poo this when it happens? First of all, say nothing if you're not going to. I mean, it's pretty obvious what it is. I mean, dumpster, pressure cooker. I mean, it had all the signs of the Boston bombing and everything else. So, the second I hear it, I think, well, it's pretty obvious. But you don't know, and I get you got to wait and find out. But why do they rush so far the other way? Is it politics or what?
I think it is the leftist view of the world that usually, I mean, if you look at Mark Dayton's statement that he made in response to this attack, he goes on and on about tolerance and basically insinuating that the community of St. Cloud isn't tolerant enough of this new Somali Muslim community. And as a result, it foments hatred. I mean, there's that underlying sentiment throughout, which comes from the left, which is, it's kind of our fault, and our job is to change who we are for new communities, as opposed to the tried and true view of America that anyone is welcome here. Anyone is welcome in North Dakota or Minnesota, as long as you're willing to be a part of our social contract, as long as you believe in the ideas of our founding and our Constitution, which have never been perfect, but we always appeal back to them and ask people to come here and be a part of that fabric. If you're going to come here, not assimilate, not have allegiance, maybe be a part of a radical mosque and then be motivated by a radical ideology and stab people in a mall, then you're the one that's not welcome here. We got to be asking Muslims to stand up and be much more full-throated and say, yes, those people are not us. They do not represent us, including the families and the communities. But, you know, you've seen the terror trials in Minneapolis, the three men convicted of trying to go and fight with ISIS. Their families and community members have rejected law enforcement and said, no, it's your fault. These people, you know, so there's a real big divide there, and the governor is feeding into it by not being willing to just stand up and say, we've got this real big problem. And I don't think it's politics. I mean, politics is part of it, but it's also this baptism of the left that it is that they're no longer willing to really stand up for some of the core bedrock principles of what have kept us free and safe for a long time.
You know, I also believe we're settling into a new normal here, right? San Bernardino, Orlando, a mall for crying out loud, 2.5 hours down the road from, it depends on where you are, but I mean, Fargo Moorhead, right? Yeah. Here in the middle. I mean, just, you just say, wow. And dumpsters in New York City and everything else. Is this a result of taking our eye off the ball against this enemy in the middle of where they are headquartered? I mean, in other words, you, as someone that was an Iraq and Afghanistan war vet, do you look back now and say, see, this is what you what happens when you don't finish the fight? Are you thinking that right now?
Yes. In one part, yes. When you abandon battlefields and then allow them to establish a caliphate that motivates radicals around the globe that still exists today, That is a motivation and a galvanizer for people to do things just like this. When you don't take the fight to them there, you create more problems for yourself here. So, yes, the abandonment of Iraq, the non-enforcement of red lines, the weakness on the world stage has created an environment where Islamists feel emboldened and they're attacking us wherever they can. But the second aspect really is we've given away in many ways our country by look at Western Europe. When you gut your military to pay for your welfare state, you open up your borders, you don't demand allegiance or assimilation, then you get the sort of the ghettoization, the Balkanization, the
radicalization that they've had to deal with even more dangerously recently. And so we do have to come to terms with the fact that our refugee resettlement policy is not working. We should hit pause at the national level with Syrian refugees, but we should also hit pause in Minnesota with Somali refugees. If we don't have a grasp of those coming here and whether or not they're going to be radicalized or could be part of a radical element, why are we welcoming more and more and more in and welcoming more threats when ISIS has said that we want to infiltrate refugees to send our fighters to the West? So it is a combination of fighting them where they are and then also having a common sense policy. And Scott, you know what the left is going to say? Oh, you're racist. You're bigoted. You're xenophobic. No, that's not what it's about. We've always been welcoming. It's that they're at war with us, or certain elements are, and we better be prudent about what we're doing right now until we get our hands around it. And then we can look again at our posture in the world.
You watch Pete Hegseth on the Fox News Channel. He's written a great new book called In the Arena, Good Citizens, the Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. Tonight, we have a special little meet and greet with Pete that's happening at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center in Minot. That's right next to the Dakota Square Mall. It is free. It costs you nothing. Doors open at 5. Event begins at 5:30. And you'll have an opportunity to purchase a book of the, you know, in the arena and actually get it autographed. By Pete, personally autographed, so that'll be kind of fun. And if you would like a VIP seat, we're giving away a few of those as well. I'm giving away free copies of my book, Can't Sell That Anymore, it's a doorstop. And also, a VIP seat for Pete and the gang today. Doug Burgum's going to join us, too. We're going to do a little Q&A, and I'm really looking forward to sitting down with these two great leaders and chatting a little bit about the threats our country faces and what we can do about it to reinvigorate America. So hope to see you there. And if you'd like a free copy of Grassroots, my book, and also a free VIP seat, you'll be in the drawing if you simply call 855-200-1776, extension 1, leave your name and telephone number. Name and telephone number, okay? And Pete will also be speaking tomorrow to the North Dakota Petroleum Council as well. So we look forward to that. Galen in Bismarck has a question for you, Pete. Go ahead, Galen.
Hi. A question for Pete Hegseth is, where was he a year ago and 2 years ago? I used to go to Minneapolis a lot, and in the newspapers there, you couldn't hardly look at it a year and a half ago without seeing articles in there of Muslims, particularly from Somalia, who wanted to fly overseas to fight with ISIS and with other groups like that. He's right on, and I wish he'd have been here a year ago, 2 years ago.
No, appreciate the question. I've certainly been saying this since the terror problem, since I think the public and others started to wrap their arms around the volume of what was happening with the Somali Muslim community, first going to fight with al-Shabaab, and that's where it started, back in Somalia. And so young men were going, and it was kind of under the radar. A lot of people didn't know about it. And then with ISIS emerging, a lot of those folks, instead of trying to go to fight with al-Shabaab, were then going to fight with ISIS. So this is a problem that has emerged over the last couple of years, as you talked about. It is something that many of us have started to talk about more and more. And then as you see this desire to attack at home, videos put out by ISIS focusing on Minnesota, clearly our authorities have been behind the curve on this. Unfortunately, we shouldn't be the ones having to sound the alarm. It should be it should be others. But
that's what leaders are for.
We are a bit behind the curve.
Absolutely. Thanks, Galen. Only half a minute left. Give me the 30-second elevator speech and what you'll talk about in North Dakota about In the Arena, Pete.
Well, In the Arena is a book that's meant to inspire, motivate, and remind people why America is such an exceptional nation. And it's not because we have great rulers. It's because we have an exceptional constitution and good citizens willing to fight for it. And so it really lays out the gritty building blocks of citizenship in great republics. It also talks a little bit about my time in Iraq and Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay, how we can restore American leadership in a very dangerous world. So we'll touch on all those topics.
And Pete will join us again tomorrow at 10 on the show from the North Dakota Petroleum Conference gathering as well. That, by the way, is taking in a place over at the Holiday Inn. They've got a mixer tonight and some other things kicking off. So, Pete, great chatting with you. Fly safely. We'll see you in a little bit.
We'll see you soon. Thanks.
Okay, take care. More coming up on What's On Your Mind with John and I.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's special guest, Val Fisher of the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction, discusses the importance of preparing for possible security threats.
School prevention of violence, whether it be in the workplace or in the school, is not always a matter of having the high-tech bells and whistles. It's really a matter of awareness and prevention and knowing your surroundings. It's a matter of having policies that are very clear and that are enforced. It's a matter of role modeling, and it's a matter of doing a lot of things so that students in particular have that trusted adult and that they are engaged in the school preparation, planning, and assessment of where are your exits, who are your partners, what type of risks could possibly happen, and being prepared and having that awareness so that you don't believe that you are oblivious that this would never potentially happen in a small school.
For more information on violence planning and management, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
I'm Becky, and I quit smoking, but I waited until after I got severe lung disease to do it. Since then, I've had 7 chest tubes, 2 surgeries, 1 collapsed lung, and now I'm chained to this oxygen tank for the rest of my life. My tip is, quitting can be hard, but living with lung disease is harder.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy and you don't even need the internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Todd and Manny, when I kick the bucket, will you play the song? You can keep it going right to the bitter end, Manny.
Right. Right.
My motto.
You what do they saying, call it, kick the bucket when you're clearly not going to actually kick a bucket because you'll be dead?
That's a good question. That's a good question, Todd.
Just saying.
I am on the road again. This is no surprise. Just ask my wife. I think my suitcase might be on the front doorstep when I get home, John, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you'll be ready to go then.
Late. Got home 11 o'clock on Saturday night. Oh, glad you're home. That's wonderful. Look at all the stuff we have to do. Yeah, well, I'm leaving again, Mother.
Why are you leaving yet?
Yeah, I should have got the schedule there a little earlier. Anyway, off to Minot today, and really looking forward to that. Pete Hegseth is something, huh?
He is something. We had an opportunity to hear him speak in Cleveland at one of our delegation breakfasts. And I mentioned this earlier in the program. It was one of very few. You know, you're at a breakfast. You guys all just got up. You're in a hotel meeting room. There are a bunch of people, people who like visiting with one another. There's always this murmur in the background when you have speakers on. Not for Pete Hegseth. Not at all. People were hanging on his every word. He is just an ace. He's an ace. He has it right there.
You know, what I like about this book is he's basically trying to motivate through Teddy Roosevelt's words tomorrow's leaders, right? I mean, he's really saying we can do this. A good citizens in a great republic can take the words of this speech and reinvigorate America. And that's really what it's going to take. It is tomorrow's leaders. So
well, and he's lived it.
He has.
He's lived it. He's
really
been in
has.
The arena.
Pretty amazing.
If the timing couldn't be better.
He was a candidate, you may remember, against Amy Klobuchar for the U.S. Senate race in Minnesota. Now, how in the world the state of Minnesota could pick Amy Klobuchar over Pete Hegseth is just beyond me. Beyond me. One is just a political animal. She's a political name because she's been there a long time. But, I mean, compared to Pete Hegseth, fresh, new face, the things that he brought, I just don't get it. But it's Minnesota. I'm about ready to. How do you do that when you're from somewhere and you just want to, like, what do you call it? Can you secede from your own state or anything?
Yeah.
Or do you? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind
I don't know.
Same thing with those people that are so worried that Trump's going to win, they're going to move to Canada, kind of the same deal. Or
yeah, I'm really sure they are.
No,
sure
that is. But yeah. I weep for my home state of Minnesota in so many ways. The one good thing I'll tell you is Western Minnesota is very much different than, a lot of what's wrong with the Minnesota is the Twin Cities and the metropolitan areas that have really infected the rest of Minnesota. And Western Minnesota, pretty rock solid red, red. You go look at the counties, they're red. So anyways, I mentioned I'll be on the road this week. We'll be in Minot tonight. Really hope you can join us there. And love to have you. Got some VIP seats left. So call our hotline at 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave your name and your phone number, 855-200-1776. And we'll get you a VIP seat and a free copy of my book, Grassroots. And you'll be there to meet Pete Hegseth tonight from the Fox News Channel, Iraq and Afghanistan war vet, and have a shot at getting your book in the arena. Autographed. You buy a book, you can get one autographed. He'll be there signing books tonight. So Barnes & Noble, mine will be there. That'll be at the Sleepin' and Conference Center. Doors open at 5. That event gets underway at 5:30 tonight. Really looking forward to seeing you. Should be a good time. Tomorrow I'll be live from the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting as they're cranking up. Holiday and Riverside in Minot. Looking forward to that. Wednesday I'll be at Piper's Auction and Realty. The new auction center of North America is opening, and we're going to do the show live while an auction is happening. They have equipment moving in like you can't believe. Thursday and Friday, Watford City. So Watford City is a brand new event center that is going to be unveiled. It'll be really neat. So a lot going on this week. Jane and Mandan has a comment for us. John, go ahead, Jane. You're up.
Yeah, I was looking on the computer, and it says more than 800 immigrants mistakenly granted citizenship. And then if you go down a little further, it says DHS officials identified an additional 953 people who had been naturalized, dispute outstanding deportation orders through auditors, but they couldn't determine if those immigrants had digital fingerprints on file or not. Can you imagine what, Obama wants all kinds of people in here, and so does Hillary, but then they're even, how can they make a mistake like that?
Maybe it wasn't a mistake.
Well, yeah, you might be making sense there. They might have wanted them, wanted them to be citizens, but it says they were mistakenly granted citizenship.
Well, and I think this incident in New York City with this suspect who now is in custody, by the way, if we've not mentioned that, he is in custody after a shootout with police, came here at 7 years of age.
Yeah.
7 years of age. So in that case, what are the that's why I go back to where he got him in a lot of trouble. What Donald Trump says, you're not coming here, period. We're stopping it from areas where we know there are people that mean to do us harm, regardless of the color of your skin, your nationality, anything else. Where are they coming from?
Yeah, they don't have a way to vent them, really, because they don't have anything to go on,
You're exactly right, Jane. Got it. And this needs to be dealt with head on. And thankfully, once again, we get an opportunity. You see what Hillary Clinton said this morning at her press conference, which you maybe didn't, John, because it happened during the show here today. But she said, she basically blamed this crazy man in New York City on Donald Trump because, you know, he is radicalizing those people. They were doing this because of him.
Sure he is. Yeah, I had a text from Hal a little bit earlier that said, the liberal approach is we can take the hit, don't offend the Muslims.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And that's some of what's going on with you know, Mark Dayton down in Minnesota, who says that, you know, wants to ask everyone in the St. Cloud area and throughout Minnesota to rise above this atrocity and act to make religious and racial tolerance one of the ways Minnesotans again lead our country. Well, yeah. I want us to be religiously and racially tolerant as well, but not of people who go to malls and stab people. How about you, John?
I'm with you, especially when that's a matter of their religion. Thanks today for the opportunity, Scott. I appreciated being on.
You did a great job, John Trandum. Thanks, folks. See you tomorrow. God bless.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.